This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Jeff Merkus, executive director of Downtown Green Bay, says the optimal location for the Packers Heritage statues that were removed from the corner of Washington and Cherry Streets is still a downtown location.
While there is a development that motivated the statues to move to a different location, we are confident that big picture, long term, as the Packer trolley tours come to see these 15 historic sites, having this monument and these statues in the heart of downtown is where they belong.
Downtown Green Bay is suggesting a site at the KI Convention Center to the Packers leadership and Packers Heritage Trail Incorporated, who will ultimately make the decision on where to put the statues. The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks down the case.
According to the State Department of Justice, Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and Michael Roman collected signatures on fake documents that said Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Prosecutors alleged they planned to take that paperwork to Congress to get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes awarded to Trump, even though Biden won the state by 20,000 votes. At first, the three were facing one felony count each, but more charges were filed earlier this week. Now, all three men each face 11 felony counts of forgery. The Dane County Commissioner presiding over the case.
I do find there is probable cause to proceed on the complaint as it's been amended and filed on December 10th, 2024.
After the hearing yesterday, Troupas held a press conference where he accused the attorney general of playing politics and said his professional life was destroyed. The fake elector scheme is more than just Wisconsin. Trump allies are charged with similar crimes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And the defendants settled in a civil case that was filed last year that also included the 10 electors who signed the false paperwork. Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman will have their preliminary hearings in court on January 28th. Each one of those 11 felony counts could carry up to 6 years behind bars. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding for programs that help kids with disabilities in correctional facilities enter the workforce. The funding comes from the U.S. Department of Education's Disability Innovation Fund program and will be spread out over a five-year period. The program seeks to provide training for kids with disabilities for good jobs that are in demand in the state when they leave the correctional facility. Officials hope the program cuts down on the number of kids who reoffend. There's an effort underway to clean up contaminated water in rural areas of the state. A group of farmers may have some answers, but they also have questions about support for the work.
Making sure that everybody's responsible about their actions and doing what they can to help clean up the problem. So does that include state and federal programs that would have dollars made available?
President Darren Von Rudin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Clean water is one of the big topics when farmers from across the state meet in Wisconsin Dells this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has adopted new reading curriculum recommendations without the approval of the Joint Finance Committee. State Superintendent Jill Underley sent a letter to the Republican-controlled committee last week referencing a state Supreme Court decision showing that the DPI does not require Joint Finance Committee approval for the curriculum. That decision found that the legislature has used the Joint Finance Committee to violate the separation of powers by blocking stewardship purchases. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has sent a warning to four voice service providers in the state, accusing them of allowing illegal robocall traffic on their networks. According to a press release, warning letters were sent to KWK Communications, Inbound, AKA Management, and CallVox. Attorney General Call is part of a bipartisan and multi-state litigation task force seeking to protect consumers from the irritating robocalls. The warning letters include specific instances of suspected robocalls using the four networks. A man accused of shooting his father 15 times appeared in Outagamie County Court yesterday. 45-year-old Gregory Huedes is charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the death of Daniel Huedes in November. Bond was set at $2 million cash. Staying warm in Wisconsin usually means a bulkier coat, but that may not be the best option for your kids who still ride in car seats. Melissa Kay has more.
Puffy coats may keep your little one warm, but they won't keep them safe in a car seat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
That's Jamie Oswald, MD, and a Spirus family medicine physician. She said even if you think you've cinched the straps tight, there may be a significant gap because of the bulk of the coat.
So the car seat is supposed to keep your child in place so that they're not being jostled around during the car accident. But if the puffy coat is there, like I said, you can have some of that extra space in there, which could cause your child to slide around, which could lead to impact and whiplash that could be harmful to your child.
Dr. Oswald said once you have your child strapped into the car seat, you can put a blanket over them to keep them warm. If you want to check if their coat is thin enough to use in the car seat, strap them in with it on. Then take the child out, take the coat off, and put them back into the car seat without adjusting the straps. If the straps are snug, it's okay. If there's gaps, the coat is too thick.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas for the NBA Cup semifinals, game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking, it'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Timothy Chalamet has been getting rave reviews during early looks at the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Another young actor, Paul Mescal, has been tabbed to play Paul McCartney in a new biopic about the Beatles, according to Gladiator 2 director Ridley Scott. Scott is not directing the film, but he spilled the beans in a recent interview while lamenting that he could not get Mescal in his next picture because of the Beatles flick. Puberty reports that Mescal's fellow Irishman, Barry Keoghan, will play Ringo Starr in the film. Disney's Tangled was a big hit that pulled in big bucks at the box office, so naturally the studio is doing what all studios do with a moneymaker, and that is find a new way to remake it. Variety reports that a live-action version of the 2010 film is on the way with the Greatest Showman director, Michael Gracie, attached to tell Rapunzel's story. The original Tangled pulled in almost $6 billion worldwide. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse, Kraven the Hunter, in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things are really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news. The great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 18 this afternoon. The wind west to be coming south at about 5 to 10. Tonight becoming cloudy, low of 13. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered rain in the afternoon, 38 the high. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.